This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, by Smokey Jennings Chevrolet of Palmyra, and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois.
At Smokey Jennings Chevrolet, not only do they know trucks, they know how to build them. They install Wrighton and Scott beds, Tafco hoist, Sherlock tarps, and more. They also have several late model grain trucks and trailers on the lot ready to haul. And if they don't have what you're looking for, they can build it the way you want. Check out their inventory at their new website with pictures and videos at www.smokeyjenningstrucks.com. Look at the rest, then come see the best at Smokey Jennings Chevrolet in Palmyra.
Operating a successful farm takes more than hard work and determination. It takes smart decision-making from every angle. That's why more farm families turn to Farm Credit each day for all their financial and crop insurance needs. Our 96 years of experience has helped us become more than the nation's leading ag lender. In addition to our specialized staff of ag professionals, we've also developed a unique range of financial products and services that you can use to help manage the financial side of your farming business. Whether it's farm real estate loans, operating lines of credit, equipment financing, or crop insurance, Farm Credit has the products and services to meet the needs of today's farm families. When you demand success in every field, Farm Credit is the financial expert to turn to. For more information, call Farm Credit today at 1-800-444-FARM. Whether we're in the field with you or in the office for you, farming is our life too.
Fall is busy. Get ready with a set of new Bridgestone tires and a little something in return. Now when you buy four select Bridgestone tires, you could receive a $70 American Express Rewards card or Wii system by mail. This fall, it's game on with Bridgestone. Offer valid August 24th through September 30th, 2012. Mail-in claim form required. Cards issued by American Express Prepaid Card Management Corporation. Wii systems are given away on behalf of Bridgestone Americas. Nintendo is not affiliated with this promotion. Certain limitations apply. Taylor Tire and Auto at the west end of Tyler Avenue in Litchfield.
6:11 on this Wednesday morning in electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade right now. September wheat trading at 8.54 and a quarter, down 5 3/4. December wheat trading at $8, down 3 3/4. September corn trading at 7.78 3/4, down 3 1/2. December corn trading at 7.73 3/4, down 4. September soybeans now trading at 17.04 3/4, up 8 1/4. November beans trading at 17.10 1/2, up 8 3/4. On the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, September wheat closed at 8.60. That was down 8 1/4. December wheat closed at 8.83 3/4, down 6. March wheat closed at 8.95 3/4, down 5 3/4. September corn yesterday closed at 7.82 1/4, up 1 1/4. December corn closed at 7.77 3/4, down 5 1/2. March corn closed at 7.81 1/4, down 6. September soybeans yesterday closed at 16.96 1/2, down 16 1/2. November beans closed at 17.01 1/2, down 17 1/4. January beans closed at $17.75, down 17 1/2. September soybean meal yesterday closed at $5.23.90, down 33. October meal closed at $5.17.90, down 31. December meal closed at $5.15.90, down 35. September soybean oil yesterday closed at $55.31, down 65. October oil closed at $55.47, down 67. December oil closed at $55.88, down 68. September oats yesterday closed at $3.83 1/2, up 4. December oats closed at $3.87 1/2, up a penny. Right now we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the Cash Grain Report.
This is Tuesday's report of grain price and trends prepared by the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture. The Illinois country grain prices were mostly lower on Tuesday afternoon. Trading activity was slower as traders prepared for Wednesday morning's release of the USDA crop report. Technical trading and profit-taking ahead of those reports weakened corn, soybean, and wheat futures. Northern and Western Illinois grain deals quoted their corn bids 2 to 4 lower at 7.55 to 7.86. Soybeans were 15 to 24 lower at 16.71 to 16.79. Central Illinois grain deals quoted their corn bids 2 to 5 lower at 781 to 793. Soybeans mostly 12 to 16 lower at $17 to 1717. Corn bids in southern Illinois were 7 to 11 cents lower at 770 to 803. Soybeans were down 17 to 18 cents at 1678 to 1692. And wheat bids were 6 to 8 lower at 847 to 896. Illinois soybean processors, okay, soybean bids were 3 to 17 cents lower at 1721 to 1736. Basis was steady to 15 cents higher at 20 to 30 cents over the November. High pro soybean truck meal was offered at 529 to 552.90. That's down 430 to 1230 per ton. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids were 5.5 cents lower at 788 to 806, with basis unchanged at 10 to 28 over the December. Dry distillers grain with solubles was steady at 290 to 315 per ton. Illinois river barge loading elevators quoted their corn bids 5 to 6 lower at 746 to 753, with basis unchanged at 32 to 25 under the December. Soybeans ended 17 cents lower at 1691 to 1693, with basis unchanged at 9 to 11 under the November. New crop wheat prices were steady to 3 higher at 824 to 829. Basis was 2 to 5 higher at 40 to 35 under the July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids 4 to 6 cents lower at 753 to 756. These elevators lowered their soybean prices 12 to 17 cents, with quotations at 1682 to 1707. Wheat was down 6 cents at 862 to 863. And Milo was down 6 cents at 727 to 728. Contract bids to producers for January delivery in northern and western Illinois on corn range from 757 to 777, and on soybeans from 1676 to 1692. Corn contracts in central Illinois were going at $7.70 to $8, and soybeans at $16.81 to $17.08. Contract bids to producers in southern Illinois for January corn was $7.56 to $8.10, soybeans $16.91 to $17.14, and July delivered soft red corn wheat from $8.06 to $8.32. This is Kent McFarland reporting for the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday, October hogs closed at 72.72, up 15. December hogs closed at 71.42, down 15. February hogs closed at 77.27, down 80. October cattle yesterday closed at 127.10, up 135. December cattle closed at 129.97, up 77. February cattle closed at 132.57, up 30. September feeder cattle yesterday closed at 144.65, down 30. October feeders closed at 146.35, down 22. November feeders closed at 147.90, down 17. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the Cash Livestock Market Report.
This is Joe Massey with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture's closing livestock report for Tuesday. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt daily direct afternoon hogs, negotiated purchases of bears and gilts on a carcass basis totaled 7,264 head today. They're trading 6 pennies lower from 54 to 66.5, with a weighted average of 64.86. And in Illinois today, there was 14,040 head of bears and gilts sold. The primal cutout value for a hog carcass was up 96 cents today at 79.16. The Illinois Direct Slaughter Sow and Boar Report, sows traded steady to a dollar lower, with U.S. 1s and 3s under 400 pounds from 25 to 30, 4 to 5 weights from $27 to $33, and over 500 pounds from 32 to 34. Illinois Direct Bears and Gilts traded steady to weak today from $43 to $45. The estimated daily livestock slaughter under federal inspection for Tuesday, hogs are at 437,000 on the day. That's up 2,000 from last week and up 10,000 from last year. Cattle are at 128,000 on the day. That's down 2,000 from last week and down 4,000 from the same time last year. The USDA's estimated afternoon box beef choice cutout values, there was a total of 153 fabricated loads and 49 trim loads. Choice carcasses were up up 21 pennies at $1.91.53, while selects were down $1.48 at $1.79.20, leaving the choice select spread at $12.33. At the Shelbyville Livestock Auction, the opening report for Tuesday, they estimate 300 head on offer. Compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers are trading steady to a dollar higher. Choice steers from $1.18 to $1.23.5, while selecting choice cattle are at $1.11 to $1.16. Choice Holsteins from $1.10 to $1.15.75, and choice heifers are trading from $1.17 to $1.22. At the weekly hay auction in Arthur, they had alfalfa small squares premium quality from 7 to 9.5 a bale, good quality at 6.25. Alfalfa orchard grass premium quality small squares from 6 to 7.75 a bale, and good quality from 5.5 to 5.75. About mixed grass small squares, good quality from 3.25 to 4.5 a bale, and large rounds from $65 to $80 a bale. Thank you. Again, this has been Joe Massey with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Spot dairy prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday: for butter, 182, down 3.5. For block cheese, 183 unchanged. For barrel cheese, 177, down 0.5. The spot price for Class 3 milk ending yesterday, 1881. And here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for September, $7.79. For October, $7.76. Corn delivered to Scottville for September, $7.79. And for October, $7.68. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for September, $16.79. And for October, $17.01. And wheat delivered to Scottville for September, $8.27. For more information or to confirm the bids, call Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. Pre-opening prices once again: corn at Greenfield, $7.79. Corn at Scottville, $7.79. Beans at Scottville or Greenfield, $16.79. And wheat at Scottville, $8.27. That's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you this morning by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, by Smokey Jennings Chevrolet of Palmyra, and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Color radar shows no precipitation in the mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company.
With the heat and drought of this summer, many lawns need to be overseeded to thicken back up. Give Green Yard Professional Lawn Care by FS a call. They prepare the soil by working and leveling before seeding a new lawn. They can choose from many different grass seed mixtures to fit your needs. For a free estimate, call Tim Rothy at 1-800-962-7331. Green Yard Lawn Care by FS is a service of M&M Service Company. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Sunny skies today, high temperatures in the upper 80s with light south winds. Tonight, mostly clear, low temperatures in the low 60s. For tomorrow, Thursday, partly cloudy, the high in the mid 80s. Your extended forecast for Friday through Sunday: partly cloudy with a chance of showers Friday, lows in the mid to the upper 50s, highs in the mid 70s. Right now at the Weather Center, the winds are calm, the barometric pressure is steady, clear skies, 57 degrees. Part two of the Morning Farm Show is next.
Who couldn't use a helping hand to get all that yard work done? Thanks to Sloan Implement, you're in luck. Save $350 on any John Deere X700 Select Series tractor. Plus, incredible financing, which is also available on the full line of John Deere Easy Track mowers. You name it, we'll find the green and yellow workhorse for you. Now during Gear Up for Fall. Visit any of Sloan's 11 Central Illinois locations or on the web at Sloan's.com.
Powered up with Sloan's. 6:23, we talked to M&M crop consultant Bill Brink last week, and he went over fertility needs for the 2013 crop and when to take soil tests.
In the past, we've always been on kind of a fall cycle, but here recently, with the more producers that want to get that soil test information, we've been moving to a spring testing cycle. It probably really doesn't make any difference as long as the producer does at the same time each time. In other words, if you're on a fall cycle, continue to stay on a fall cycle. If you're on a spring cycle, make sure you take the samples in the spring. Now, it's okay if you want to switch over from a fall to a spring cycle. That doesn't, you can go ahead and do that. And now, of course, with the grid sampling, it's a much more accurate process. We can go back to the exact same spot or almost to the exact same spot each time we take samples every 3 or 4 years or whatever, and determine, you know, how good we're doing in building up the soil, or whether we're taking more off than what we're applying. But at any rate, it doesn't matter, just as long as you stay on that same cycle and get it done about every 3 or 4 years.
And those soil tests, their accuracy is really very important from an economic standpoint, so that you don't waste money on buying things you don't need, or don't waste it on not using what you do buy.
Well, that's the whole intent of the grid sampling. You know, we can come in and, you know, each, you know, there's 2.5 acre grids, there's 4 acre grids, and we can tell exactly, you know, how much particular fertilizer is needed in that particular grid. And then with the variable rate application that M&M has available, you know, we can apply that exact amount that's needed in that particular area. And, you know, next to it, if not as much as needed, you know, not as much will be applied. So it's making a more precise application and a better use of your dollar, your fertilizer dollar, by doing the grid sampling, which, you know, I think most people should, you know, be interested in and should be doing. So I would really suggest that you would talk to your M&M crop specialist about this fertilizer problem here, or not a problem, but the situation this year going into next year. And, you know, he can sit down and talk to you and go over the soil samples that you might be taking here this fall.
That was M&M crop consultant Bill Brink. On Tuesday, we had a chance to visit with state FFA treasurer Tyson Schulte. He was at Southwestern High School to give a presentation to their ag classes. We had a chance to spend a moment with him, and he told us where he is from.
I'm from Milan, Illinois. It's kind of up by the Quad Cities, just right outside of Moline, otherwise known as the home of John Deere, kind of a little claim to fame.
That's right, and that's no little claim to fame either. Now, how's it been so far the school year being a state FFA treasurer? A lot of travel time, I take it.
Oh, yeah, it's been going pretty good. We actually have to take a year off of college to run around, do all the traveling. So it's been busy, but it's been fun. That's what I tell everybody.
You're in your first year of college?
Well, I would be, yep. I'd be a freshman this year.
Okay. Where will you be going next year then?
You know, I have every intention to go to a junior college. Not for sure which one. Blackhawk East is a local one by me, but I've also been considering Lincoln Land and Springfield and Lakeland and Mattoon. But I want to go to the University of Illinois after I get done in junior college, so that's kind of the plans.
What's your major going to be?
Hopefully ag engineering. That's what I intend on doing, but it may change from now and then, but I'm pretty much set on that that career.
And your ultimate career goals are?
Well, I'd like to maybe come back and work for John Deere back at home, and I think that'd be pretty cool to be able to work for a home company that was pretty much born and raised at, so that would be pretty neat, and maybe be able to be designing some of the future equipment that John Deere comes up with.
And can you describe the farm you're from?
Actually, I don't live on any land farm. I actually live on a little 5-acre piece of property that raise some show pigs on and have a couple show pig sows on, but I tell everybody, you know, it's the perfect rural. You know, it's about 5 minutes from town, and it's about a mile away from the next cornfield, so it's pretty easy to get away if you need to.
And how did you do when you were showing pigs?
Oh, they hold their own. Don't do great. Don't do awful. Just, you know, stand at the top of the class every once in a while, and, you know, you have your glory, and then some days you don't.
What breed did you show?
Crossbreds. I have a purebred every now and again, usually a land raise or a hamp or something like that, but mostly just crossbreds.
Now, your other FFA officers, they're doing the same thing you're doing this school year, I expect?
Yep, sure are. Yep, they have to take a year off as well and travel just like I am.
Now, do you have to prepare a report on your travels at the end of the year?
Well, actually, we go to a lot of meetings, whether it be alumni or youth ed board and stuff like that. And what we do, we go around, they always want to get a report from what we've been up to and from the last time we visited with them till now or till the point of the meeting. And actually, at the end of the year at convention, we'll give a big slideshow of all the things we did and what we did as an officer team, where we visited and where we got to travel to. So, yeah, at the end of the year, I guess we give a little bit of a report of what we were up to.
What brings you to Southwestern today?
Well, I got the privilege to come with August Sheeter on chapter visits in Section 15 and be able to travel around and visit all the schools and be able to educate them a little bit about what the FFA is and what do we have to offer, and it's been a privilege and it's been fun.
And that was State FFA Treasurer Tyson Schulte. On the AM Live program Monday, we talked to Don Schaefer, the Executive Director of the Midwest Truckers Association. He talked about a conversation he had with federal transportation officials about testing for sleep apnea.
A lot of your listeners who do drive trucks are very concerned about this sleep apnea issue. And the fact is that they're basically, if you're going to get your commercial driver's license and pass your medical test, that now they're going to be checking your body mass index, your BMI, as they call it, and they're going to be checking your neck size. And basically, it's saying that if you have a BMI of, you know, over 25 or something, and you got a neck size of over 17 and a half inches, then you're a prime candidate for what they call sleep studies, because you're a prime candidate for sleep apnea, and you aren't getting good sleep. And they say it's dangerous because, you know, the drivers are drowsy or get tired on the road. This has really turned into a real issue because of the fact that the feds have not passed any rule, law, regulation, anything as of today. But the medical profession is so afraid of this that they're afraid that they know that the federal government is going to issue this rule eventually, that they're afraid that if they don't test for it now, that that one of their clients or one of their patients has an issue and they don't catch it, then they're afraid of they're going to get sued, malpractice, everything else. So right now, all these doctors are out there. I'm not saying all, but most doctors are already saying, we better test you for the sleep apnea. Well, it's not a cheap test. It can cost thousands of dollars by the time you get done. And then they prescribe, CPAP therapy, which is, the breathing machines and or dental devices, what have you, to help the individual get better sleep and thus, not be drowsy while they're driving. Well, this is really, a lot of people are sitting there saying, this is not even law, but the medical profession is pushing this right now. And it's created a lot of controversy. And really, it's keeping people maybe who cannot get into the trucking business, who can't get their get a driving job, because they maybe can't afford to have that test done. Because they go get their physical and say, I want to drive a truck. I've got somebody who wants to hire me. I go get my physical, and when I get my physical, the physician says, you're maybe a little bit overweight, and your neck's over 17 and a half inches. I think you need to have this sleep study. Well, the guy goes, where do I get it done at? Well, you go to Springfield or you go to Carlinville or down to Alton, what have you. How much is it going to cost? Maybe $2,000. The guy goes, I don't have that kind of money. I'm looking for a job. So it's a real, it's a vicious circle right
now.
Sounds
like this sleep apnea is causing some folks to lose sleep.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. And it is going to become law. We do know that. And it's going to become law sooner than later. But
you say it will become law. You mean federal law?
Yeah, it'll become part of the federal regulation and part of the driver medical qualification requirement.
And that will supersede any state law that may cover the same topic.
Right, right. And because right now anybody who has a commercial driver's license, and there's a couple hundred thousands of those in Illinois, millions of them across the country, that requirement is not in there right now. But it will be probably sometime next year. We're going to have that as law and that rule, and it's going to be in there.
That was Don Schaefer, the Executive Vice President of the Midwest Truckers Association. The Washington Times has reported that House Majority Whip Kevin McCarthy said Monday that House leaders are continuing a short-term farm bill, possibly for 6 months. Details of how that might be considered, however, were not provided. McCarthy made the statement in the context of discussing the continuing resolution. Senate Ag Committee Chair Debbie Stabenow says there is still time for Congress to pass a new farm bill this session. Speaking to reporters, Ms. Stabenow said if the House passes the bill at the end of the legislative days in September, it would be possible to conference the bill in October and vote on it in November. Noting that the Senate-approved bill and the bill approved by the House Ag Committee are very similar, Ms. Stabenow expressed complete confidence the differences could be worked out. Still, she said, she must have something to conference. Senator Stabenow urged the House to act and questioned what they have to work on following the continuing resolution that is more important than the farm bill. She also suggested they have plenty of time to get it done. As farmers, legislative representatives, and agricultural leaders come together for the Farm Bill Now rally, a group of House conservatives will hold a separate news conference to discuss the Farm Bill, the continuing resolution, and the lame duck agenda. The Conversations with Conservatives group is chaired by Kansas Representative Tim Hulskamp, Louisiana Representative Jeff Landry, Idaho Representative Raul Labrador, Jim Jordan of Ohio, Scott Garrett of New Jersey, Steve King of Iowa, David Schweikert of Arizona, and Tom McClintock of California are also scheduled to participate. Iowa State University researchers are working to develop improved methods for diagnosing a re-emerging swine disease. Swine dysentery was essentially a non-issue 5 years ago, but has become increasingly more common. The disease cost the U.S. pork industry approximately $115 million in 1994, but dysentery virtually disappeared in the late 1990s thanks to improved production methods and better understanding of the causes of the disease. The Iowa State University Veterinary Diagnostic Laboratory encountered a handful of swine dysentery cases in 2003, and the numbers have increased nearly every year since. More than 100 cases were identified by the lab in 2011, and 2012 is tracking closely with last year's totals. The Hillsboro FFA chapter will be selling pork patties and Italian sausage until halftime of their football game Friday night in the Hillsboro High School Ag Building. And once again, in electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade right now, September wheat trading at 855 and three quarter, down 4 1/4. December wheat trading at 881 and a half, down 2 1/4. September corn now trading at 780 and a half, down 1 3/4. December corn trading at 775 and 3/4, down 2. September soybeans trading at 1709, that's up 12 and a half. November beans trading at 1711 and a half, that is up a dime. We'll keep you updated throughout the day with the commodity markets on both WSMI and WSMI FM 106. It is 6:36 on this Wednesday morning, part two of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value.